Governor McCallum says he would call a special session to deal with state worker contracts, but it seems he'd rather hand it off.
There needs to be a governor like Doyle. It needs to be the legislators that are willing to take it up.
Governor McCallum's own Secretary of Employment Relations says the legislature should approve the contracts. Peter Fox says they were painstakingly negotiated.
We all know that the Wisconsin state workforce is being downsized, has been downsized, and will be downsized. I think it's important that those state employees who remain on the payroll are compensated fairly for the work they do for our citizens.
But one of the legislators who controls whether a vote is even taken on the matter says there's no way. Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen says approval of contracts costing millions of dollars in pay raises isn't going to happen right now.
The budget we're in presently is $185 million in the hole. I think it'd be irresponsible for us to pass these contracts until we know how we're going to pay for them. So I don't expect the legislature to be voting on these contracts until Governor McCallum or Governor Doyle has provided a plan for how we would pay for the raises.
Jensen says he has seen no such plan. There are nearly 40,000 union state employees. They've been working on old contracts since 2001. The new contracts call for pay raises in about the 5% range over 2 years. That equals about $54 million. The head of the union says that money was already approved in the last budget. Marty Beal says state workers are getting the shaft.
This all demonstrates an incredible insensitivity on the part of legislators because, you know, they all voted for a pay increase for themselves that goes into effect on January the 5th or 6th, and I don't hear one of them saying, we're not going to take our pay increase, but on the other hand, they're not going to give pay increases to 40,000 state employees who haven't had a pay increase for in excess of 2 years.
Jensen defends the legislators' pay raises, saying they were approved before the state fiscal crisis, unlike the union contracts, he says, which are coming up for approval in the middle of it. Beal says if the legislature does not approve the state employees' contract as negotiated, his members will be angry. He won't say whether that anger translates into some kind of job action. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.